This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Paul Bremer, the top U.S. official in Iraq, warned this week that Iraqi insurgents are likely to increase their attacks in coming weeks in an effort to stop American-led reconstruction efforts. While the process of rebuilding and developing Iraq is well underway in parts of the country, there's been little, if any, progress in what American commanders call the Sunni Triangle. That's the swath of territory west and north of Baghdad, where resistance to the U.S. occupation is strongest. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the town of Fallujah, where residents say the Americans have made life worse than it was under Saddam Hussein.
Most Fallujah residents avoid the mayor's office after a riot against the U.S.-appointed mayor more than a week ago left the building charred and smoking. But some people have to come here. Hassam, who didn't give his family name, explains to the Iraqi policeman on duty that he's trying to find a relative who he says was seized by American troops while having the evening Ramadan meal with his family. The soldiers used some kind of grenade to burst into his house, Hassam says. They took my relative away, pushed the women and children around, and tore the house apart. Anger at the harsh tactics of the 82nd Airborne Division in Fallujah is not limited to those who benefited from the patronage of Saddam Hussein's regime. A knot of young men clusters beside the road, hoping for day labor. Salah Hatem says people here are still celebrating the shooting down of a Chinook helicopter on October 2nd that killed 16 American soldiers.
Of course people are happy. I mean, the Americans are Jews. We hate them. We want them to leave as soon as possible.
Another man, Ra'ad Majid, says when American soldiers raid their homes and helicopters buzz the fields where their wives and daughters are working, everyone is deeply offended. But when asked what's the biggest mistake the Americans have made, Majid immediately focuses on the practical. Nothing is being rebuilt, he says. If anything, things are getting worse. Propane gas for cooking should cost 250 to 300 dinars a canister, about 15 cents. But now corrupt operators are charging 6,000 dinars.
And the mujahideen who do the attacks on the Americans are more upset and angry because they know that poor people cannot afford to buy things like the propane gas. It's too much on them. People would be happy if they saw that the Americans were doing a good job or improving the situation. And I believe that the attacks will become less than they are now. But the thing is that they're not doing a good job.
The electricity is supposed to be on for 3 hours at a time in Fallujah, but residents say even that modest goal is rarely met. The water frequently stops flowing, forcing people to go to the river. At the Fallujah General Hospital, this doctor won't stop for a recorded interview, but he says yes, there are life-threatening shortages. He says a few babies have died for lack of incubators. The monitors in the intensive care unit don't work. The doctor says groups of Americans have filed through asking what he needs. So far, nothing has showed up. Aid workers say while real progress is being made elsewhere in Iraq, in the hostile country around Baghdad, projects that could have been finished by now have yet to get off the drawing board. Cassandra Nelson with the U.S. and British-based NGO Mercy Corps says aid agencies are well aware that the lack of security in Fallujah is blocking the very thing, improved living conditions, that could help reduce the violence. But she says that's not a cycle unarmed aid workers can break.
For humanitarian aid workers, security is the number one concern, no matter where you're working. Anything happens to your staff, donors pull back, the whole situation really starts to spiral out of control, and we're starting to see that. We've been seeing that for the last several months here.
U.S. officials are also keenly aware that the insurgents are seeking to pit the Iraqi public against the Americans by spoiling the reconstruction effort. But Iraqis say if there's an American plan to prevent that from happening, it's not working yet. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.